们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace out, my brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家来查考识破撒旦的诡计。
This evening, I'd like to use the topic "See through the schemes, devices of Satan."
撒旦就是魔鬼的别名，就是圣经说魔鬼又称为撒旦。
The Bible tells us, the devil is also called Satan.
那这个撒旦就是专门跟神作对的。
Satan is in opposition with God.
那撒旦他跟神作对有很多方法。
There are many ways that Satan will go against God.
他就是破坏神救恩的工作。
And one way is to destroy the work of salvation.
那神的救恩是为了要救人。
God's salvation is so that man may be saved.
即使人犯错，神还是要救他。
Even after humans have sinned, God is to save us.
所以那个人虽然亚当夏娃他们犯罪了，神呢就是准备了一个计划来救他们。
Even though Adam and Eve have sinned, God had prepared the salvation plan to save them.
让他们重新能够得到这个神创造所要赐给他们这个永远的平安喜乐，与神永远同在。
So they may once again regain this peace and joy they had lost, so they may be with God eternally.
因为人被称为神的儿子。
Because men are called the sons of God.
身份是很尊贵的。
And our status is precious.
那可是那个魔鬼呢？他也是犯罪，就是天使犯罪。
However, Satan was an angel who had sinned.
那可是神却没有要救他。
And God would not save him.
那他犯罪之后，神就把他让他坠落到这个世界上来。
After Satan has sinned, God cast him into this world.
那所以，因为天使被造的时候，圣经说他们是服役的灵，他们并不是神并没有称他们当作他的儿子。
The Bible tells us when angels were created, they were called spirits of servitude. They were not called the sons of God.
那所以这个魔鬼呢，他已经知道他的结局了。
Therefore, Satan knows very well his ending.
他的结局就是永远的沉沦。
And that is eternal condemnation.
那现在这个撒旦，其实我们在中文圣经里面，这个撒旦或者是魔鬼呢，它基本上就是所谓的控告者或者是抵挡者。
When we say the name Satan or devil in the Bible, you can say that it is the accuser.
那是憎恨的，所以撒旦的意思也是憎恨的人的，恨人的。
It is one who hates men.
所以我们从这个名称本身就看到，它这个跟神是完全不一样，是刚好都是对比的了。
From the name itself, we can see that Satan is in opposition with God in all aspects.
我们说神是爱。
We say God is love.
神是为了要拯救人。
And God is to save men.
但是撒旦却是憎恨，是为了要毁坏。
And however, Satan hates and is to destroy.
所以撒旦的诡计基本上就是为了要破坏神的救赎工作。
So in fact, the schemes and devices of Satan is to destroy the salvation work of God.
那他现在要对付的对象就是对付被主耶稣所拯救的信徒。
And the targets of Satan are those the members who are to be saved by Jesus.
主耶稣来到世上的时候，撒旦曾经用很多方法要来破坏主耶稣的工作。
When Lord Jesus came into this world, Satan used all ways to destroy His work.
但是最后，撒旦他的计划没有得逞，就是他要破坏的工作没有办法达成。
But we know until the end, his schemes were not able to be fulfilled.
所以你看，主耶稣传福音的时候，那个撒旦哦，就专门破坏主耶稣的工作，他就包括啊，他就跑到那个犹大的心里面去了。
So we can see when Lord Jesus was preaching in the world, Satan used our ways, including entering into the hearts of Judas.
他就想说把主耶稣害死啊，他这个救赎的工作就结束了嘛。
And he thought by putting Jesus to death, this work of salvation would come to an end.
但是撒旦万万没有想到，主耶稣竟然用这个方法来完成了人类的救恩。
But never did he know that it was through this method that he completed the salvation for
them. 所以对主耶稣来说，撒旦想要破坏的工作没有得逞，他是也不可能得逞的。
Therefore, speaking for Jesus, it's impossible that Satan would ever destroy his work.
那现在撒旦就反过来要来破坏教会了。
However, in return, Satan will come around and attack the church.
因为主耶稣基督他升天以后， 他就赐下圣灵在地上建立教会。
After Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent out the Holy Spirit, established the church.
那他教会的工作就是要继续主耶稣救福音救人啊，这个传福音的工作。
And the work of the church is to continue this work of gospel, spreading the gospel.
所以教会是要传扬主耶稣基督福音的奥秘。
Therefore, the church is to spread the mystery of the gospel of the church.
要借着教会，让凡是属耶稣基督、要救赎的人都能够进入这个得救的主耶稣基督的身体，然后最后能够进入神的国度。
And through church, all those who believe in Jesus may enter into this church and enter into His heavenly kingdom.
所以现在撒旦他现在转过来要破坏的对象就是主耶稣基督所救赎的人。
And now the target that Satan will destroy are those who have believed in Jesus.
那所以我们现在要能够了解撒旦他本身的工作的目的，他所要攻击的对象。
First of all, we need to have an understanding of the purpose and the target he is to destroy.
那所以我们现在今天晚上来看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
在哥林多后书里面呢，提到有一个撒旦的诡计。
In 2 Corinthians records a device of Satan.
我们现在请看第二章第十节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 10.
哥林后书二章十节，你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的。十一节。
Verse 11.
免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
Verse 10.If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, 11, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
这段圣经啊，你看这个是保罗他这一段其实第二章在描写他当初为什么要写哥林多后书的这个心情，他当时的原因在哪里啊？
In chapter 2 records a reason and a purpose why Paul had written the book of 2 Corinthians.
那他写信，保罗他写信是为了要让教会从这个错误当中悔改。
He wrote the letter so that the church may turn back from their mistakes.
所以他当然第一要先指出错在哪里。
So first of all, he would point out their mistakes.
然后看到这个错误本身呢，其实是会让整个教会败坏，会让神的同在失落的那个魔鬼的作为。
And to recognize how this mistake is something a scheme of Satan that will cause the church to corrupt.
那他把这个问题指出来之后，那信徒如果了解他的用意，然后也愿意悔改，那他这里说教会要赦免他。
After pointing out the mistake, if the members could understand and they are willing to repent, the church is to forgive that person.
那第九节这个地方啊，他先说啊，为此我先前也写信给你们，要试验你们，看你们凡事顺从不顺从。
Verse 9 says, for this reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand to test and be obedient in everything.
那是就是他先前写信，他之前写过的信，就是要让。要他说要试验看教会愿不愿意顺服他的教导，啊，就是对这个罪的事情要处理。
The previous letter he had written was to test the churches to see they would be obedient in dealing with this problem of sin.
从后来在这个他所写的书信里面，我们所看到的是教会顺服了保罗的劝勉。
From the latter books he had written, we have seen how the churches were obedient, submissive to Paul's encouragement.
那所以现在。保罗要让他们知道说，如果教会本身愿意赦免这些犯错的人，那么他也愿意因着教会的缘故，他说也赦免这样的人。
Now Paul is to tell the members that for the reason that the church is willing to forgive that person, then he will also forgive that person.
所以你看他那个他本身的赦免的那个程度，就看教会怎么样接纳这些犯错又回头的人。
So we can see his personal level of forgiveness depends on how much the church is willing to forgive that person.
所以第十节说，你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。
Verse 10 says, if you forgive anyone, I also forgive him.
所以他的作为就是配合教会本身对这些人的态度。
So what he is to do is to cooperate with what the church will do.
那我若是有所赦免的，就是也就是说，就是我若是曾经。给了他们啊，就是为了你们赦免哪些人的时候，我有什么程度，我觉得说啊，这个东西不要再那么在意了啊。
And if there's anything that I have forgiven, then you should not take, be too mindful of that.
那他是说为着你们的缘故，在主耶稣基督面前赦免。
And he says, I've forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake.
那他的用意是为什么他要这样做？
So the purpose is why did he do this?
第十一节是说，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们。
11 says, in order that Satan might not outwit us.
那就是，其实我们这个中文圣经说趁着机会呢，如果看那个它原来的原文上面哈，它并没有这个趁着机会这个字啊。
If you look at the original text, it did not say that Satan will use every opportunity.
但是就是撒旦会从我们这里得了便宜，他占我们的便宜了。
But the fact that Satan will take advantage of us.
哦，他会占我们便宜，就是我们如果没有赦免的话，哦，他就会占便宜了。
And that is, if we do not have forgiveness, then he will overcome us.
那因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
For we're not unaware, we're not aware of his schemes.
也就是说，哎，如果撒旦现在是总是在找机会哈，找机会就是看看。诶，你现在教会怎么处理，然后他就顺势，哦，然后就想要把这个破口弄得更大嘛。
So we can see Satan is seeing and viewing, observing how the church would deal with this matter, and he will take every opportunity to make the mistake even greater.
那我们如果不晓得撒旦 的那个企图的话，那我们就会受亏损，我们 就被他占便宜了。
And if we are unaware of Satan's schemes, then we will be taken advantage of.
那我们如果识破他的诡计，就是知道他哦，他为什么会他会想要这样做？我们如果识破了，把他破解了，那得胜的就是我们，就不是撒旦了。
However, if we can see through his devices and schemes as to why he want to do this, then we will overcome him.
所以我们这里看到。什么是撒旦的诡计？
So here we can see what are the schemes of Satan.
撒旦的诡计呢？我们如果从哥林多后书来看啊，哥林多前后书来看
，If we study First and Second Corinthians,
他就是要让教会哈里面有罪
，And that is to cause sin to exist in the church.
他就是要让信徒去犯罪，他引诱人去犯罪嘛
，And to tempt, allow the members to sin against God.
魔鬼的方法都从自古以来都一样的。
And we know that the schemes of Satan have remained the same since ancient times.
你看他一开始他就是引诱夏娃去犯罪嘛。
We can see in the very beginning he tempted, lured Eve to sin against God.
所以撒旦基本上就是引诱信徒去做神不喜悦的事。
So the device of Satan is to tempt the members to do things against God.
所以他是一个诱惑者，他是引诱人去犯罪。
He is one who lures the member to sin.
那犯罪的结果，当然这个教会就你一人一犯罪就不圣洁。
As a result of sin, if one sins, then the church is not clean.
那就得罪神呢。
And that was go against God.
所以他现在是引诱人去做神不喜悦的事，或者是引诱人想要让人跟神同等。
And so now, Satan will lure men to do things against God or to be equal to God.
你看神他要我们是把他当作他是我们的主，他是我们的父亲，我们是要听他的。
We know God wants us to treat him as a heavenly father, as the master.
我们凡事会荣耀神，尊主为大。
And we need to deem God as highest and honor him in all things.
但是魔鬼他就是要引诱人去想要说我跟神同样，我为什么要听你的？
However, today Satan wants to tempt us and allow us to think why is that we are equal to God.
然后当然魔鬼本身就是不圣洁，因为他本来就已经犯罪的。
And we know Satan himself is not holy, is not clean.
他现在也要让人跟他一样。
Now he wants men to become like him.
所以他就是让信耶稣的人犯罪，做一些神不喜悦的事情，就是污秽的事。
Therefore, he will cause those who have believed in Jesus to do things that are unclean.
那所以让教会不圣洁，有罪的存在就不圣洁了。
So with the existence of sin in church, the church will not be holy.
好，那这样子，这个教会是主耶稣基督的身体，如果不圣洁有罪，那么这个神的同在啊，神就不喜悦嘛。
And church is the body of Christ. If sin exists, then God will not be pleased.
那这个当然教会这个就失去能力，就没有办法再去传扬主耶稣基督福音的奥秘。
And by that, church will lose its strength and power and not able to continue to preach the gospel of the mystery of Christ.
或者即使是讲，也是讲人间的东西，就不是真正的真理，所以最后人也没办法得救。
And even if we do speak words, and those will merely be words in this world and not words of God.
所以他现在就是要破坏 属神的教会。
So his intention is to destroy the church of God.
那通常教会里面，我们从哥林多前后书看到，如果教会有犯罪的事情，通常教会都会发生纷争的事。
From 1 and 2 Corinthians, we can see if any sin should exist in the church and division should happen, occur in the church.
那教会纷争，那当然就不同心，不同心就不会发展。
When there are divisions and the church cannot work in one accord, and the church will not prosper.
因为神要做的事，神是要教会他的身体是圣洁，是要他的教会这个身体是合一的。
Because the work of God is to allow His church to be united, to be pure and holy.
所以他现在目的就是要让教会不圣洁犯罪，然后教会里面最好是纷争结党。
So the intent of Satan is to cause the church to be unclean and to have divisions.
好，接下来你看，那是如果有犯罪，你看如果神是爱，神的心意是要救他每一个。被他宝血所救赎的人，神的用意是要救赎。
And we know the purpose of God is to save each one of us.
所以，一个人如果犯错，神的心意是要让他回转呢。
So if a person has committed sin, His intent is for that person to return back to Him.
我们如果看当初亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后，神到伊甸园里面去找他们的时候
，If we see after Adam and Eve have sinned, God looked for them in the Garden of Eden.
所以当时候，其实神真的是他的心。当然是神早就知道，就是神已经知道亚当夏娃他们已经犯错了。
During that time, God already knew that they had sinned.
但是他，我们看他主耶稣那个神讲话的那口气。
But we can see the tone of God's voice.
就是问他说：“哎，你们到底做什么？你怎么会这样做呢？”
So he asked him, "What is it that you have done, and why did you do that?"
其实都是留着要让这些亚当夏娃他们可以回头。
So he saved some spare some room for them to turn back.
我们看到了那个神当时的心情。
And we can see how God felt during that time.
所以我们看到，即使后来最后亚当夏娃他们被赶出伊甸园，神你看都为他们准备衣服，然后送他们出去的。
We can see even after Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden, God prepared clothing for them.
也就是说，依依不舍的觉得说好可惜，为什么会这样？最后不得不把他们送出去的。
Yeah, he was reluctant and had no choice but to cast them out.
这是神的心意，他本身就是要人。
And that is the mind of God. He wants men to turn back to Him.
但是撒旦就不一样了。
But Satan is different.
撒旦他现在希望的是犯错人哦，永远没有机会。
Satan wants those who have sinned to never ever have a chance.
最好像他一样。
And just to be like him.
因为撒旦知道他自己的结局，以后已经没有机会，神已经不再救他了。
Because Satan knows of his ending, he no longer have any chances.
所以撒旦他现在要让人犯罪，犯罪完之后最好不要回头，继续下去。
So Satan will cause men to sin and that they will have no room to turn back.
所以他需要凡犯错的人都觉得自己没有救了，我已经灭亡了，所以我就。回头没有用了，那我就离开神了。
It is his wish to allow all those who have sinned to feel that they have no chance, they are hopeless, and they can never turn back.
那如果犯罪的人有这种想法，那就真正的沉沦。
And if those who have sinned have such a concept, then they truly have.
因为他就觉得就没有机会了，我干嘛？我回头也没有用啊。
And because they feel hopeless and there's no use for them to turn back.
所以现在魔鬼他的诡计是要让犯错的人。都不要回头了。
So the scheme of Satan is to allow all those who have sinned to have no choice of turning back.
那要让犯错人没办法回头，他还要另外做一件事情才有办法得逞的。
And Satan must do another thing in order to allow those who have sinned to not have any room to come back.
也就是说，让教会像法庭。
And that is to allow the church to become like a court.
如果这里面的人都非常严厉
，If everyone in the church is very strict,
不愿意接纳犯过错的人
，They're not willing to accept anyone who has sinned.
那这样子犯过错的人就没有办法回来了。
Then all those who have sinned will never have a chance to come back.
因为每一个指头都指他嘛。
Because if they come back, everyone will judge them.
所以如果犯过错人，他就离开，他就永远离开了。
Therefore, all those who have sinned, they will depart from the church forever.
这个当然魔鬼最喜欢的。
And that is what pleases Satan.
所以让整个教会失落爱心。失落那种要接纳那些回头人的心，就是魔鬼的诡计。
So one of the schemes of Satan is to allow the church to lose that heart, that love of accepting those who have been lost.
为什么我们这样讲呢
？And why do we say this？
我们看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2。
我们看第五节。
3:5。
第五节。
Verse 5。
若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分，恐怕说得太重。
And if anyone has caused grief, he has not much grieved me as he had grieved all of you for, to some extent, not to put it too severely.
第六节说，这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。
And verse 6, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him.
倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦的。
And now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.
所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
I urge you therefore to reaffirm your love for him.
我们这里看到，保罗他在第二章的地方，他在写哥林多后书之前，已经写了一封严厉的信去指责教会。
We can see prior to writing 2 Corinthians, he already wrote a very harsh and severe letter to rebuke the church.
那我们从这个哥林多后书里面，我们看到教会里面有一些人呢，就是在抵挡保罗他的工作。
Within the book of 2 Corinthians, we may also see certain members opposing the work of Paul.
那这些人呢，按照保罗所说的啊，就是有些人是变成撒旦的差役了。
And according to what Paul had written, some of these people have become the messengers of the devil.
但是表面上他是又变成那种光明的天使，就是仁义的差役。
But in appearance, they may appear as the messengers of righteousness.
那是在我们看一下第十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
第十一章看第十五节、十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
十一章十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
说那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。十四节。
14.
这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。十五节。
15.
所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇。他们的崛起必然照着他们的行为。那这段我们看到，这有一些当时候教会里面有一些哦。那个其实是撒旦的差役，但是当作仁义的差役。
So here we can see some members during that time they masquerade themselves as the angels of light. In fact, they were messengers of devil.
那这些人是自称是使徒。
And they self-proclaimed themselves as apostles.
而且是自认为是最大的使徒。
They also regarded themselves as the greatest of the apostles.
那是那个所谓的最大的使徒啊，在第十一章的第五节那里。
And the great apostle is recorded in chapter 11, verse 5.
但我想，我一点都不在那最大的使徒以下。
And here says, and I do not think I'm in the least inferior to those super apostles.
那这个所谓的最大的使徒，其实就是那些自夸的、自以为使徒的假使徒。
And these so-called super apostles are the false apostles who boast about themselves.
那这些假使徒他们是来做什么？
And what are the purpose of these false apostles?
他们来传另外一个耶稣。
They have come to preach a different Christ.
他们来传另外一个福音。
And they have come to preach a different gospel.
他们要信徒去受另外一个灵。
And they want the members to receive a different spirit.
那个第十一章的第四节那里啊，我们中文圣经说，哎呀，你看这个。你们容让他也就罢了。
And chapter 11 verse 14 says, if you see it different, that, then if you accept it, you put it up with it easily enough.
这个是在讲什么？为什么会这样讲
？So why does it say this?
我们因为有这个翻译的问题，说我们看到这里的时候，觉得好像传另外一个福音的传另外一个耶稣没有问题，就接纳他吧。
So from different interpretation, you may think it is okay if they preach a different Christ.
其实不是这个意思。
And in fact, that is not what it means.
他其实用讽刺的口气说：“哎呀，你看这种人，你们都容让他了，你们都接受他们。”
It is said with sarcasm that even you will accept such a type of person.
你们竟然容忍啊、哦！你竟然容忍得下这种人，你们竟然容忍得下。
Even you will put up or tolerate this kind of person.
啊，可是你看这些传不同的耶稣、不同福音的人，你们都容忍了，但是哦，我。当使徒保罗他说我你们却容忍不下。
He said, even you have tolerated these false apostles who preach a different Christ, but you would not accept or tolerate me.
所以他才会觉得很惊讶啊、哦，为什么不能够容忍他了？
It is for this reason that Paul was shocked and amazed why they were unable to accept and tolerate.
因为当时候有很多人哦在讲。在攻击他，攻击保罗。
Because during that time, many people were attacking him.
所以有人就说保罗他是那个啊、言语粗俗啊、哦，然后其貌不扬人，
and,
就是他说的跟他做的不一样。
And there are people who criticize Paul as one who is harsh in his words.
所以当时候有一些人是反对在教会里面作乱的。
So at that time, there are people causing chaos in the church.
然后这些除了这些人以外，还有一些人是犯罪的。我们都知道，在哥林多前书第五章里面讲，有一些 犯奸淫的。
And apart from the speaker, well, we know from 1 Corinthians that there are those who had committed adultery.
那这些人呢？他是自高自大，以为犯这种错还觉得很满意，很自己还自以为很厉害。
And those people are full of pride and boastful when they have committed sin. They felt they were right.
啊，其实保罗说，你这样自夸在神面前是不对的，在末后的日子一定是不好的。
And Paul rebuked them by saying, "Your boastfulness in the presence of God will bring about a very awful ending."
所以当时候有一些人呢，他们是。不知道要悔改，就是觉得犯错无所谓的。
Therefore, at that time, there are people who are not aware of the fact that they needed to repent.
那所以这些事情呢，保罗他就写信，他就心里很急，就写信要他们改变。
And Paul was filled with much anxiety, so he wrote a letter to them, hoping they would change.
保罗会写哥林多后书，是因为之前在哥林多前书的时候，他已经处理了教会写信去指导，后来他自己本身也到哥林多教会去处理，结果后来不欢而散。
And the purpose why Paul wrote the book of 2 Corinthians was because after he had written the first book and he personally went to the church to deal with the many problems, he left the church with not a joyful heart.
他自己去了，结果后来发现没办法处理了，他回来了。
And after he went to the church personally, he felt and he realized that he could not deal with it, so he left.
那他回来之后，他想到教会这种情形，他心里就很忧愁。
After he came back, he thought of all the problems at the church, and he was deeply sorrowful.
所以他就先写信，要让教会真的能够去好好的想一想，他所指出这些错误，以及应该要改变这个，要怎么让他改变这个很急切的问题。
Therefore, he wrote another letter to the church, hoping they would realize his purpose, his intent, and to turn back in time.
所以在哥林多后书之前写的另外一封信，去很严厉的信，去要让他们能够悔改。
Therefore, he wrote a very severe letter before 2 Corinthians, hoping they would turn back.
我们看那个看第二章哦，看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
好，从第一节开始。
Let's read from verse 1.
我自己定了主意，再到你们那里去，必须大家没有忧愁。第二节
，verse 2，
倘若我叫你们忧愁，除了我叫那忧愁的人以外，谁能叫我快乐呢？第三节
，verse 3，
我曾把这事写给你们，恐怕我到的时候，应当叫我快乐的那些人，反倒叫我忧愁。我也深信你们众人都以我的快乐为自己的快乐。四节
，verse 4，
我先前心里难过痛苦，多多的流泪。写信给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。这一段描述就在讲他在哥林多前书跟哥林多后书之间写的那一封信，他的心情。
And so from this passage, we can see the heart and mind of Paul as he wrote the first book of First and Second Corinthians.
那这一封信是他流泪写的。
And he wrote this letter with tears.
那本身他的用词是。比较严厉的。
And his usage in the letter is more harsh.
他的目标就是要让教会悔改。
His intent is so that the church will repent.
让这些犯错的人悔改。
And so that those who have sinned will repent.
让教会本身能够接受他的教导，他的建议，把对这些犯错人要处理，要责备。
And that the church will accept his teachings, encouragement, and to deal and to punish those who have sinned.
他用意就是要让这些人改变了。
And his intention is so that these people may repent.
所以他的心情其实是出于爱所写的。
So in fact, he wrote this letter out of love.
因为他知道没有回头是没有机会的。
For he knows without turning back, there is no chance.
但是如果回头了，就神就有机会再救回来了。
But if they do turn back, there is a chance that God will save them.
哦，这是为什么？你看那个我们在读哥林多前书第五章啊，我们很多时候我们都会读到这一章啊，有关于罪的问题的。
Oftentimes we will read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 regarding the problem of sin.
你看第五章，哥林多前书五章第三节开始。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3.
哥林多前书五章三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3.
他说：“我身子虽然不在你们那里，心却在你们那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人。”
And verse 3, even though I'm not physically present, I am with you in spirit, and I have already passed judgment on the one who did this, just as if I were present.
那这个就是指的那些，要判断就是判断那些淫乱的嘛。
And he already passed judgment on those who committed sexual immorality.
他就觉得说好像是 remote judgment, 但是他在 在别的地方就应该这个事情就已经处理了。
It is like a remote judgment. While he's not there, he already passes judgment on them.
但是他是说，你们第四节说聚会的时候，我的心也跟你们同在了。
Verse 4 says, when you assemble in the name of Lord Jesus, in my heart is with you.
奉我们主耶稣的名哦，我要用主耶稣的权柄啊，把这个样的人交给撒旦。
And by the power of Lord Jesus Christ, I will hand these men over to Satan.
那交给撒旦的目的就是要为了要败坏他的肉体。
The purpose of handing these men over to Satan so that their sinful nature may be destroyed.
就是毁坏嘛。
And that is to destroy it.
那魔鬼当然就是已经神不要了。
And we know Satan has already been forsaken by God.
那现在这些犯罪，他这些淫乱还自高自大，他说就把他们交给他，交给撒旦去了。
And now these sexually immoral members, they will be handed over to Satan.
那目的在哪里？
What is the purpose?
他说为了要使他的灵魂在得以得救。其实哦，如果看那个原来的原文，他所排列的次序啊，是为了要让他的灵魂可以得救。
If you look at the original text, it means that so that his soul and spirit may be saved.
然后在主耶稣的日子，第五节的那个中间那个，在主耶稣的日子，你们这个自夸是不好的。
And that on the day of the Lord, your boastfulness is does you no good.
啊，因为我们现在在，因为这个就是为什么叫圣经在翻译的时候，那个翻译人的想法就。把它放到这个经文，它怎么排列？这个经文本身就放进去了。
And this has to do the way when they translate the Bible, they will make the verses in a different manner.
所以，这是为什么今天我们要查考圣经，有一些工具事实上也是很需要了。
Therefore, today when we study the Bible, some tools are very efficient and needed.
那我们就看到说，他把这些犯罪人交给撒旦，就是目的就是让这个行为是要被审判的，就是这个是错的。
And so the purpose for them to hand the men who commit sin over to Satan so that their sins can be dealt with.
但是他希望他的灵魂呢，将来可以得救。
But it is their hope that their spirit may be saved.
所以是保留了一个目的，就是说他可以回头了。
So they have saved a room for this person to turn back.
那为什么要把他赶出去，把他交给撒旦？
But why must they cast him down and hand them over to Satan?
因为一点面笑会让全团发起来。
Because we know a little ease can allow the dough to puff up.
所以目的就是要让这个教会圣洁。
It is so that the church may be sanctified.
那这个人，这个犯错人，他经过教会这个处理之后，他能够醒悟，能够回头。
Yeah, to this person have been dealt with by the church, then maybe he may repent and turn back.
所以这个人如果回头
，Once this person has turned back，
那这个回头就是要有一些行为表现出来的，不是嘴巴说回头了。
This turning back must requires action and not only by words.
所以其实神，因为神本身是神，他的爱跟公义啊，他的公义两个是完全的。
And we know the righteousness and love of God is complete.
所以犯错绝对不会说有罪的绝对不会变成没有罪。
And so those who have sinned will never, their sin will not go away.
但是这个有罪的人，他如果愿意回头
，But those who have sinned, they're willing to turn back.
真的确实悔改
，And truly repent.
那个神的爱还要给他
，And the love of God shall be given to them again.
就好像今天人犯错了，神他把他的爱给了我们。
Just as today when men have committed sin, God will grant us His love.
那人看到神的主耶稣基督的牺牲，然后就感受到我们有罪，可是神救了我。
And when men see and witness the sacrifice of our Lord, then He will be touched and be moved.
那这个我们被救真的是因着主耶稣基督的恩典。
For we have been saved truly because of His grace.
我们本来是没有不配、没有资格的。
Originally, we were unworthy of such love.
那现在因着主耶稣这个无限的爱，我们竟然被接纳。
But now we have been accepted due to His unconditional love.
所以神主耶稣基督的那个心意真的是为了爱，所以为什么一直在我们在新约圣经里面一直看到主耶稣的作为充满爱。
And this is why we see all the works of Lord Jesus in the New Testament is full of love.
所以重点是要回头。
So key is to turn back.
那我们现在看那个哥林多后书第七章。
Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
对，面对这些教会犯错的这些人啊，保罗他的心情是很忧愁的。
While facing all of those members who have committed sin, Paul faced them with a great sorrow.
因为他知道这样下去是得罪神，是不合真理的。
For he knew if they continue onward like this, they would go against the truth.
那现在他希望说，他写这个严厉的信本身是要让这些犯错的人可以因着他的提醒，能够生出懊悔，然后回转。
And it is his wish that by writing this letter, for those who have read it, they may have this sorrow, they may have this regret.
我们现在 对不起，我们应该要先，因为要把这个 经文让我们大家明白呢，我们现在先请看第二章。
Let's first turn to chapter 2.
看第二章第十二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 12.
哥林多后书二章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12.
好，我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。
And now, when I went to Troas and preached the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened the door for me.
那个，所以特罗亚这个地方福音事实上是很多福音的工作要做，主耶稣开了门了。
In this location of Troas, there is much work of gospel to do, for the Lord had opened up a door.
第十三节，那时因为没有意见兄弟提多，我心里不安，我就辞别那里的人往马其顿去了。
And 13, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there, so I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia.
也就是说，保罗他现在心里面想到哥林多教会犯错，这些人这些问题啊，他心里面真的是很心里面。很苦很忧伤。
We can see when Paul thought about the problems and sin, the church of Corinth had committed his heart with filled with anguish.
这些犯错的人是叫他心里忧愁的。
And these people, these sinners, had caused grief unto him.
是为什么第五节说若有叫人忧愁，他不但叫我忧愁，也叫你们众人有几分忧愁。
So verse 5 says, if anyone caused grief, he has not caused much grief, me, as he had grieved all of you.
那因为现在保罗他写这个另外一封信，这一封严厉的信是。请提多亲自送过去的。
And Paul had written another very harsh letter. He handed over to Titus to hand to the church.
那现在提多去了之后，他迟迟还没有回来啊。
And after Titus went to that place, he had not come back yet.
所以保罗他现在就很急的想要知道说，到底教会看到他这个信之后，啊，因为他想到他的用词可能太严厉了。他很怕教会因为这样失落信心。
And therefore, Paul is filled with much anxiety and longing to know how the church has responded. He feared that his words were too harsh.
所以他心里面作难，心里面其实很焦急。
And in fact, his heart was filled with much discomfort.
所以他说，因为没有等到提多呢，所以呢，他就离开了特罗亚，往马其顿去了。
Because he did not find his brother Titus there, so he said goodbye and went on to Macedonia.
这个也是为什么后来保罗他改变他的行程。
And this is also why Paul changes journey in his route.
在第一章。第十五节、十六节，他在讲他改变到哥林多去的行程，其实就是因着他心里面很忧愁。
Yeah, so in chapter 1 verse 15 says he changes route to visit Corinth because his heart was filled with anguish.
要不然也是觉得说我现在再去哥林多教会没有用。
He also felt it was useless for him to visit Corinth once again.
去了以后哦。如果大家没有悔改还是一样吵架，没有用。
Even if he did go visit that place without any repentance, they will only get into arguments.
所以他用意就是，我现在如果再去哥林多，大家一定要没有忧愁，大家每一个人都要能够互相接纳了。
Therefore, his intent is that if he is to visit Corinth again, they are to be without grief.
第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我自己定了主意，再到你们那里去，必须大家没有忧愁。
So I made up my mind that I would not make another painful visit to you.
所以他用意就是，我现在下一次再去的时候，大家一定要犯错，一定要先改变。然后他去的看到大家都从错误当中回头，他就很高兴了。他这个时候大家都没有忧愁了。
His purpose is for the church of Corinth to repent, and so the next time he visits the church, there will not be any grief.
所以他就解释跟他们解释说，为什么他现在本来说要去的，现在不去了。
Therefore, he explained to them the reason why he originally was to visit them, and now his plans have changed.
那即使他是改变计划，他的用意也是为了要宽容，让这些犯错人有机会回头。
The reason why he changed his plan is so that those who have committed sin will have a time to repent and turn back.
所以你看第一章二十三节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 23.
我呼吁神给我的心做见证，我没有往哥林多去是为要宽容你们。
I call God as my witness that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth.
所以当时候保罗他改变计划，真的目标啊，他心里面很急，急到把那个福音的工作都放着。
So the true intent of Paul was that his heart was filled with such anxiety that he even put aside the work of the gospel.
亲自跑到马其顿去等提多回来。
And he personally went to Macedonia to wait for the return of Titus.
那圣经记到这个地方，我们如果继续看第二章十四节的时候，就诶，那他到马其顿之后，然后发生什么事了
？So if we read onward to chapter 2 verse 14, then we may see what happened once he got to Macedonia.
我们接下去到第三章之后就接不下来了。
You cannot. The story from chapter 3 onward will come to a stop.
我们现在从第二章的第十三节开始，要跳到第七章的第五节。
And so, from chapter 2, verse 13, you will jump to chapter 7, verse.
现在看第七章第五节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 5.
这个就是连续的。
And this is a continuation.
他现在讲他到了马其顿发生什么事。
And now he tells us what happened to him after he got to Macedonia.
第五节说，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
And for when we came into Macedonia, this body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within.
这个就是连续的这个事件发生的。
And this is continuation of the previous events.
他现在到了马其顿，他说身体不得安宁，是因为外面有周围有患难，外面有征战，表示他其实在传福音的各地方都碰到很多苦难的。
After he came into Macedonia, he was faced with challenges and difficulty in the work of gospel.
这些是包括肉体上，他每到一个地方去都是。你看旅行其实都是很辛苦啊。
And this includes a physical aspect because he was traveling, so everywhere he went, it was very difficult.
如果会换地方睡不着的，你看每到一个地方你就换一个地方睡，每一个晚上你都睡不同的地方。
And he imagined that it was not easy to adjust to a new place.
那你吃饭可能就是不一定固定什么时间吃饭的。
And perhaps he did not have a set time to his meals.
那特别是要面对很多人都是。对他不怀好意，要抵挡他传福音这个工作。
And most of all, he needed to meet with and face many people who are not hospitable to him.
这是外面的。
And those were external conflicts.
那内面里面呢？内有内有惧怕。
As for him, there were fears within.
表示说，他当时候真的是很挂虑哥林多教会他们的发展。
And we can see he truly was he had his mind set on the prosperity of the Church of Corinth.
第六节哦，他说，但是啊，感谢主，那安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
And but God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus.
现在就是提多把好消息带回来，他现在碰到提多了。
So here he had met Titus, and Titus brought back the good news.
然后你看第七节
，verse seven，
不但是借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们。因为他把你们的想念、哀痛和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him, he told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever.
在那种情况下，保罗他的自己的心情，他觉得他好像是那个丧气的人呢。
And under such circumstances, he felt he was a person who had lost his heart.
他把那个重要的福音工作放在一边，现在到那边去了，就碰到困难，现在又心里面。挂念着他们。
Now he has put aside this important work of the gospel, and his heart was mindful over.
然后还要担心提多不知道能不能平安。
And he was worried whether or not Titus would have a safe return.
好，现在提多平安回来了。
And now Titus has safely returned.
然后又带回来说，哎，哥林多教会他们改变了。
And he also brought forth the news that the Church of Corinth had transformed.
他们哀痛。
And they deeply repented.
哀痛是因着对罪。顺服的那个保罗的教导改变悔改。
They were submissive toward the teachings of Paul and they have turned back.
然后呢，向我的热心都告诉我，向我的热心什么意思
？And what does it mean that he told them about their longing for Paul?
他们的对着保罗的热心哦，应该是那个 ferment 是吧
？And their fervent mind, their fervent mind toward him.
那所谓的向保罗的热心，就是顺从保罗的教导。
And the fervent mind is that they have submitted to his teachings.
保罗说。要怎样处理这些事情，他们就真的顺服保罗的所说的，然后他们去做了。
And what Paul had instructed them to do to deal with these matters, they have followed accordingly.
那所以，当保罗他了解以后，他就哇、哦，他说他更加欢喜。
Once Paul heard of this, so that his joy was even greater than before.
他心里面的忧愁现在变成欢喜了。
And now the sorrow in his heart turned to joy.
欢喜是因着。这些人改变。
And gladness is because these people have transformed.
所以他的重点就是要改变。
So the point is that they must change.
好，那现在从第八节开始，从第七章的第八节开始。
So from chapter 7 verse 8 onward.
他就写特别很清楚的描述他写那个严厉的信的用意在哪里。
He had a clear illustration of the intent why he wrote the strict letter.
我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。
Even if I caused you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while.
那个就是第二章第四节，他本来想说写用词太重。他会担心教会因为这样亏损，但是后来发现，哎呀，感谢主。
And this is how he felt in chapter 2 verse 4 that his words might be too harsh and that the church might be harmed because of it.
第九节
，verse nine，
如今我欢喜，不是因为你们忧愁，是因为你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来了。
And yet now I'm happy not because you are made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance.
好，所以现在他的信让教会 悔改了。
And now his letter had allowed the church to turn back.
所以你们因着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。
And for you became sorrowful as God intended, so that we're not harmed in any way by us.
所以现在，他们现在看到保罗所写的信息，他们会改变。他是说是因着神的意思忧愁。
And the reason that they change and transform by seeing the letters of Paul is because of the sorrow of God.
他们看到了神借着这个保罗所指出的真理。
It is through the truth that was pointed out by Paul, through Paul by God.
所以他们知道要改变，神的心意是这样，要改变才对。
So they understood the intent of God, and this was right for them to transform.
所以你看，他说你们因着神的意思忧愁，所以不会因着我们受亏损，就是说不会保罗因为他写信用词很重呢。他们就很受伤，哦，这个人怎么这样子？
And therefore they become sorrowful because of God, what God intended, not because of Paul, and were not harmed by the words of Paul.
所以第十节说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来。
And verse 10 says, Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret.
以至于得救，所以现在因着神的意思能够会改变，然后悔改，有悔改的动作以后，他说就会得救。
And by the intent of God, they will have changes, and by the change that will lead them to salvation.
他这里做一个比较，但是世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
And here he made a comparison that worldly sorrow will bring death.
今天这个世界上有很多事情也会让我们忧愁。
We know there are many things in this world that will bring about worries.
世界上的忧愁啊，会真的会让人越来越没有。体力也会变差，什么事情都是负面的。
And true enough, worldly sorrows will bring us down.
但是他说，依着神的意思，就跟这个依着神的意思忧愁，跟这个世俗的忧愁不一样。
However, if we sorrow by the intent of God, it is very different from worldly sorrows.
神的意思忧愁，实际上是因着我们明白神的心意，因为懂得这个真理。
And becoming sorrow by the intent of God is because we understand His will and His truth.
所以这个他们现在整个哥林多教会，他们因着保罗这个提醒呢，他们现在大家有一个改变了。
And therefore, due to the reminder of Paul, the entire church of Corinth had this transformation.
它的效果就是这是第十一节所说的。
And the effect is recorded in chapter 11.
你看，你们因着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自述、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
And see what this godly sorrow has producing you, that earnestness, that eagerness to clear yourselves, that indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done at every point you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter.
我们这里就看到什么叫做真正的悔改。
So here we can see what it means to have a true repentance.
一个人的悔改不是只是嘴巴说的而已。
And true repentance are not merely words.
教会本身面对这些犯错的人，他们现在有一个态度了，那是殷勤。
So while the church now facing these sinners, they have a new outlook.
保罗对在第二章我们看现在看第二章的第六节。
Let's turn back to chapter 2, verse 6.
众人听了他的这些话，信上的这些指导以后呢，这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。
And after they have heard of these teachings, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him.
表示你看这些错误是要被责罚的。
So it means those who have sinned must be rebuked and punished.
但是有责罚有处理就好了，就这样就好了。Mm-hmm.
But once you have the punishment, once you have dealt with it, then that is sufficient.
他有悔改就好，所以第七节说，倒不如赦免他。安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦。
And now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him, so he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.
那他的来源是从为什么能够赦免，能够安慰，能够让他回头，是因为我们的爱心。
And the reason, the cause that we are able to forgive and to love that person is because of our love.
第八节说，所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
Therefore, verse 8 says, I urge you therefore to reaffirm your love for him.
这个爱心呢？真的才有办法让人回头。
And this is a love that will truly allow a person to turn back.
今天我们如果对这些人真的存着爱心呢
？Today, if we truly have the love for these people.
我们现在看第七章第十一节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 11.
七章十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
从此你看就生出了何等的殷勤。
And we can see that they have producing them such earnestness.
那这个殷勤呢、啊，就是不会，殷勤就是很勤劳、啊，就是不会对这种人视若无睹，就是好像不理他，好像这个人好像有存在没存在没有关系。
And this earnestness means that you will not ignore this person or to treat them as
教会会很积极的去想要说，哎，应该。要接纳他吗
？And the church will be very active in finding ways to accept that person.
整个教会本身，他说会何等的自述。
And the entire church will have such eagerness.
这个就是所谓的，就是我们对自己本身，他英文是说是 eagerness， 是不是？哦 ，eagerness。
嗯哼 ，eagerness。哦 ，to clear yourself。
所以我们对我们自己本身呢、哦，会有我们对自己会越来越负责任，就是说我现在做的事情一定会想到我要负责任。
And that is we'll become more responsible to the things I'm entrusted with.
我要对我自己的行为有所交代。
And that I must be accountable to my own actions.
然后，那所以之后以后的行为就不一样了。
And so all your future deeds will be very different.
然后再想生出何等的自恨呢
？And what indignation?
就是对自己的犯过的错误会觉得说啊，实在是很不应该。
And you have a self-regret or self-loathing of the sins that you have once committed.
会真的认为说以前所做的是错误的，我现在要改变。
And you truly realize what you have done before are wrong, and you will make a change.
今天有些人他对他自己以前所做的事，他可能不觉得是错的。
And there are people today who may not feel what they have done before are wrong.
那如果他自己不觉得错，他要回头有时候就很难，或者是。真正的也不会产生真实的悔改。
If they have that kind of concept, it is very difficult for them to turn back or have true repentance.
因为有时人会觉得说，哇，别人误会我，别人哦，他冤枉了我。
Many times we may feel that it is others who have misunderstood us or wronged against us.
但如果自己知道自己是错的，那他那种改变是不一样的。
But if we're the one who knows that we're at fault, then our transformation will be very different.
然后有这个依着神的意思忧愁的悔改之后，会产生一个所谓的恐惧。
And we have sorrow by the intent of God, and this alarm, this fear will develop.
那这个恐惧就是敬畏神。
And this fear is a fear for God.
知道神是轻慢不得的。
And to know that God is not something we can
这个生死是在神的手上。
Life and death is in the hand of God.
如果明白神是轻慢不得的。
If we understand God is omnipotent,
那神给我一个机会以后，我不能够再示弱了。
Once God has given us a chance, we'll never lose our chance again.
所以从此就会恐惧战兢，做成得救的功夫。
And by that, we will live with fear and to work on the salvation.
然后之后，他说又生出了一个想念了。
And now this longing has been produced.
那这个想念就是他们教会哈，因着保罗这个提醒啊，他们现在。已经希望说保罗赶快再来访问我们了。
And this longing is one that after the church has transformed, they long for the visit of Paul again.
所以他们现在保罗再去的时候，现在大家都不再忧愁，而且大家都是很喜乐的。
So when Paul visits them again, they will not be filled with grief, rather with gladness.
然后生出何等的热心
？He says what concern it will produce.
这个热心，也就是说会顺服保罗，他作为一个神的牧者，他对他们所做以后。对他们所做的教导。
And this fervency is one that, as Paul serves as a shepherd, they will follow the teachings he gives unto them.
他们就会顺服真理之后，那个整个教会、整个信徒都会改变。
After they submit to the truth, the entire congregation will have a transformation.
然后接下来生出何等的责罚。
And following what readiness to see justice done.
那这个责罚就是会执行公义。
And this justice means that they will see that justice is done.
这一件事情过了以后，以后可能还有另外一件事情会发生了。
Even though this event has passed, something else might happen in the future.
今天这一些人犯错，以后可能另外一些人可能在犯错嘛。
Today these groups of people have sinned. In the future, other people might sin.
那现在这一群人如果给他解决，就是不是解决，就是给他处理了责罚以后。
But now if you have deal with and punish these group of people,
那这样子，也就是说。碰到这些会教会里面会有执行神的公义这个该有的作为
And now is the church now exercise the justice of God
那以后同样的事情发生的时候就不会让他姑息这个罪恶一定会处理的
In the future if the same thing is to happen they will not allow the sin to exist
那在这一切的事情上你们都会表明自己是洁净的
And at every point you have proved yourself to be innocent
也就是说教会真的是会觉得说不可以容许那个罪让整团发酵，不会让罪来破坏神的教会。
And that the church will have this realization that they cannot allow this ease to puff up and have this sin to exist in the church.
他们真的知道说神的心意是要洁净。
And they truly recognize that the intent and the heart of God is for the church to be clean.
那我们才是真正 神的儿女。
By that, are we truly the children of God?
我们的教会才是真正主耶稣基督的身体。
And truly is the church, the body of Christ.
所以第六章的第十八节啊，第十七节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 17.
你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。十八节。
Verse 18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。看第七章第一节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就要洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。特别在第七章的第一节所说的，其实我们有这等应许，就是神他现在要应许我们做他的儿女，我们是他的子民，他是我们的神。
Chapter 7 verse 1 we have these promises, that is a promise that we will be his children and he is our God.
我们如果知道神的心意是不容许这个罪的存在，
If we know the heart and intent of God is to not have this existence of sin,
那我们就要洁净自己啊。
And then we must purify ourselves.
这个洁净自己是身体跟灵魂的一切污秽都要把它除掉。
And this purification includes our soul, our body, and mind.
那我们用这样一个洁净的身心哦，来敬畏神，最后得以成圣，真的，我们就被神收纳成为神的儿女。
And if we're able to worship God with this pure mind and pure body, then we will have this perfection of holiness.
哦，所以这个他说第七章十一节说，在这一切事上，你们如果能够有这个悔改的作为啊。就表明自己真的是洁净的，以罪恶要断绝。
In verse 11 says, if you are able to produce, prove yourself in all aspects, then you will be made perfect.
教会是洁净的。
And the church is holy.
里面的每一个信徒也都是圣洁的。
Each and every member is also holy.
碰到有错的时候，都会懂得回头。
Whenever they face troubles, they will know to turn back.
按着神的意思能够改变。
Now by the will of God, they will transform.
啊，这个就是神他真的要我们做的。
And that is the true intent of God.
那可是如果我们没有呢？
However, if we fail to do this,
今天第二章的第十，看回来第二章的第十一节。
Let's turn back to chapter 2, verse 11.
二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
他说，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因我们并未不晓得他的诡计。
In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we're not unaware of his schemes.
如果我们没有做这样子相对的，犯错人悔改，教会没有真的按着神的意思来接纳，这样子我们可能就会让魔鬼得逞了。
And today, if we do not receive those who have sinned according to the will and intent of God, then we will allow Satan to have victory.
那这个教那个魔鬼呢，就会制造教会的分裂。
Then Satan will cause divisions amongst the church.
那教会就会出现很多的纷争。
And many divisions and quarrels will appear.
教会就会因为这样子，那个每一个犯错的人通通离开了。
Because of this, all those who have once sinned will depart from the church.
因为我们在想，我们今天真的是因着主耶稣基督的保守啊。
Today, if we think about it, we truly have been under the grace of God.
我们哪一个人是都不会犯错的
？And who amongst us is without sin?
哦，我们真的都是因着主的保守，我们可以站立得住了，因着信心在主的保守底下。
And truly under the guidance and keeping of God that we are still in Him.
那所以这个看透了魔鬼撒旦的这些诡计很重要。
So it is very important for us to see through the schemes of Satan.
所以教会里面呢，会真的会有爱心呢。
That the church must have this love.
每一个人哦，都会这个不管说话做事，我们都会从这个爱的角度去想。
And for each one of us, whether we're speaking or doing things, we must speak from the aspect of love.
那我们对这些回头的人，我们会想要去真的接纳他。
And so we may have this compassionate heart to receive those who have turned back.
我们的教会，如果我们看我们教会的名册
，If you look at the directory of our church,
真的有很多人，他们不到教会来了。
And there are truly many who no longer come to church.
当然原因很多了。
Of course, there are many different reasons.
但是有些人他不要来，是因为他们到这里会承受很大的压力。
But there are some members who refuse to come back to church because there will be pressure.
有时候可能人信徒讲了一句话而已。
And perhaps it could be caused by a single word said by a member.
可能这个要回头人就觉得很难。
And those who wanted to return will find it very difficult to come back.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，大家如果都能够了解神他的那个心意啊。
However, today, if all of us may have this understanding and to understand the will of God,
我们知道神的原则，
we know the principle of God,
洁净的原则，
and the principle of this holiness,
教会本身不是那种 容忍罪的地方。
And that church itself is not a place where we may tolerate sin.
但是教会也不是那种严厉的法庭，说那个罪就在把它压死。
But that church is also not this court that we will press.
这个罪本身是错误，行为是错误的。
We know the sin and the conduct itself is wrong.
但这个人本身要接纳他。
But we must receive that person.
帮助他回头。
And to help that person.
他受众人的责罚就够了，就赦免他，安慰他了。
It is enough that they have received the rebuke from the men.
我们显出
and we must receive them back.
能够显对这样的人显出主耶稣基督的爱来。
And we must be able to manifest the love of Lord Jesus to these kind of people.
那这样子，魔鬼就没有机会。
And by that, Satan will not have a chance.
那我们一定可以得胜。
And we will have victory.
最后，教会一定在这里，每一个人都感受到，哎。真的，主耶稣是爱。
And in the end, each one person in the church will truly feel the love of Christ.
我们对待这些错误的时候，本身那个心态也不一样。
In the time when we're dealing with these people, our heart will be very different.
会有主耶稣基督的那种心，那怜悯的心。
We have the compassionate, merciful heart of our Lord.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May our Lord guide us.
让我们教会都能够成为真的圣洁的身体。
So that our church may become the holy body of Christ.
又充满爱心。
And to be filled with love.
有主的同在。
And to have the guidance of God.
我们现在来唱诗。
Sing hymn together.
122首。
Sing hymn 122.